Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.
You're listening to the Open Ears Project. It's day 18.
I'm Eva Chen, and by day, I work at Instagram where I oversee fashion partnerships. But after I've put my kids to bed, every night, I'm a children's book author, and this is what I'm listening to. The first movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 17. I think a lot of different things can nourish the soul, and music is definitely one of them. And having a piece of music that gives back to you versus taking from you has been one of the main reasons why I love this piece of music. So I have 2 children, 4.5 and 2.5, and you know those are some challenging years. You hear the word mommy every 2 seconds. Mommy, I need some water. Mommy, come back, etc. They're full of energy. They do not like going to sleep, unlike their mother, who loves to sleep. So I tend to write between the hours of about 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. So I have to reset my brain from dinner time with my kids, putting my kids to bed, into writing mode. Usually I'm in my living room. And we have a really long dining room table that's, of course, like every parent knows, covered in stuff. There's like papers, there's my to-do list on it. And I usually will kind of like shove a few papers away to make room for my laptop. And I will put this particular concerto on and then try to write for at least an hour. I work primarily in fashion, but writing has been such a great creative outlet, and I wanted to create something for my daughter and my son, books that they would enjoy, that had messages of empowerment, that little girls and little boys could read and know that it's okay to take some time to figure out what you want to be and what you want to do. Writing a children's book actually is a lot harder than most people think, and I do find that this piece of music is the perfect piece to write an upbeat children's book too, because it has all sorts of it's just chirpy and happy, but it also has the right amount of like drama and strife that you need. I'm the author of Gino Valentine and the Fantastic Fashion Adventure. The story of a little girl, she loses her favorite pair of shoes and she goes on this journey through space and time and trying on the shoes of famous women from Cleopatra to Frida Kahlo. And you know, when I hear this, there's a sweetness to it, which really I identify with Juno. Quite bubbly, the music, but then it kind of goes through different transitions. And I just felt like a lot of different emotions in the music, especially there are certain parts where it does feel like a little girl searching for something. And so for Juno, who's looking for herself vis-a-vis these magical shoes that she's trying on, whether it's Cleopatra, Frida Kahlo, Serena Williams, and then feeling this like emotion of where do I belong? Who am I? And this all sounds very deep and heavy for a book for 3-year-olds, but it's stuff that, you know, you have to think about as an author. And what is the emotional arc? You know, the best children's books have this moment of why am I here? What am I doing? And I feel that in this music. My daughter likes listening to Mozart now. When I'm putting her to bed, she'll ask for the music with no words, which I love. So it's kind of about passing this piece of music on to her as well.
Eva Chen chose the opening movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 17 in G major, and you can hear that coming up shortly. Before that, though, I do have a favour to ask. We are listener-supported public media, so if you like what we're doing and you'd like to help us do more of it, please consider heading to openearsproject.org and clicking the button that says Support Us. Thank you. All right, here's Mozart. I'll be back tomorrow.
If you love reading fiction, then I've got something fun to share with you. It's called Book of the Month. Open Ears is supported by Book of the Month, which is a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. At the beginning of each month, they feature 5 to 7 new and early release titles for you to choose from. The one you pick is delivered to your door in a bright blue box. Now, if you prefer audiobooks, they've got those too. Book of the Month focuses on selections from new and upcoming authors, so it's the easiest way to find great new reads that you may not have discovered on your own. This month, you can get your first book for just $5. I'm about to dive into Darling Girls. This was one of Book of the Month's April picks. It was written by Sally Hepworth. The story follows Jessica, Nora, and Alicia, who are rescued from family tragedies and given an elusive second chance at a happy family life. Want to find out more? Visit bookofthemonth.com. You can get your first book for just $5 with the code PASTEL. That's P-A-S-T-E-L. To get your first book for $5 at Book of the Month. Thank you. Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.